welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show, and every Tuesday night we fly back to South Bend, Indiana for Notre Dame Football Report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This weekly segment is brought to you by Station Casino's SDN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. Visit SDNSports.com. That's SDNSports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, here you are, undefeated. A big win against Central Michigan, and finally, the Ohio State game is here.
Coach, it's great to be with you. The leads are starting to change here, so we're really getting into football weather now. But the interesting thing about this week is now the preseason, so to speak, is over. Now it's time to put on our big boy pants, and we're playing one of the best teams in the country. Athletically, and actually as football players, Ohio State is right at the top of the heap. Coach, when you think about it, I was talking with James Amade yesterday, and he was saying, you know, Ohio State barely missed going into the championship game last year, and when they played Georgia and lost 42-41. And when you think about it, that really was almost a championship game, because when Georgia played TCU, they beat them pretty good. So Ohio State has the athletes. Ohio State is going to come with bad intentions. They want to win this game. When I say bad intentions, I mean they're going to be competitive. And they're very excited about this game coming up. But, Coach, we had a good game this week here. I had a chance to go to the game, and it was a spectacular day. Central Michigan played pretty good. I was really interested in watching the game because one of the young men I coached in high school was the starting right guard, Keegan Smith. And he did a tremendous job against the Irish, against their defense. And Central Michigan was really a little outclassed. They didn't have the kind of depth they needed to play and be very competitive against the Irish. And also, Coach, their first-team quarterback had COVID or the flu and was out for the game. So that kind of put them at a disadvantage to begin with. When you look at the offense, though, Sam Hartman had a fabulous day. He was 16 for 26 for 330 yards and three TDs. Three bombs, Coach. One to Tyree, one to Merriweather, and one to Thomas. 76, 75, and 39 yards for touchdowns. So he had a great game throwing the ball, mid-range and long ball. The other thing that was Estime had a great game with 20 carries for 176 yards. Coach, he was rolling downhill. He's a big, strong kid. He reminds you a lot of Bettis, only a little bit leaner, a little bit better condition, it looks like. But he can carry the rock. And I tell you what, when he gets in that defensive backfield, they're shying away. They're going for his legs because they don't want to hit him on top. He's going to run them over. So it was a good game for the offense and the Irish, Coach.
It certainly was. 4-0, 42-3, 56-3, 45-24, 41-17. And now Ohio State, and it doesn't get any easier the next week, too, but you go to Duke, and they're undefeated.
Coach, the next few games after Notre Dame plays Ohio State is Duke, Louisville, who's undefeated, USC, who's undefeated, and Pitt, who's they recruit great kids there at Pitt. And then, of course, they're playing Clemson, who's trying to salvage their season. And one of the big games they'll have is against the Irish. And hopefully they're going to be able to rebound in their eyes against the Irish. Hopefully the Irish fans, they will not rebound, and the Irish will be victorious out there in Clemson. But, Coach, you know, I was talking with James again about Ohio State. They have a five-star quarterback coming into South Bend. His name is Kyle McCord. He's number six that plays for Ohio State. He's averaging 270 yards a game throwing the ball, two touchdowns a game. He's only thrown one interception. He's a pretty good-sized young man, 6'3", 215 pounds. And he also was Marvin Harrison Jr.'s throwing mate in high school. So these guys know each other really well. When you talk about Ohio State, there's really been a change of culture there. And what I mean by that is that they are into throwing the ball. They have Marvin Harrison Jr. at receiver. They have Stover at tight end, Cade Stover at tight end, number 8. And Egbuka is number 2, who all can catch the ball, Coach. They have other guys, too. Fleming and Johnson, number 0. Fleming, number 4. All these guys can catch the ball. They'll probably all be playing in the NFL. But when you change that culture from a power running team to a throwing team, you work on finesse more, and you work on pass blocking more. You're not working on the things that really help you grind out games and develop that running game. Now, they do have a good running game. They have Henderson, who run for 800 yards already this year. I'm sorry, he's run for 191 yards this year and 4 TDs. They also have Trey Angham, who's run for 131 yards. They have Williams and Hayden. They have good running. They have a stable of running backs. Their offensive line is a little suspect only because they have 3 guys that went to the NFL. They have Jones and Jackson back, who are leading the pack, and they've filled those positions with 4- and 5-star guys. So I see not so much a tail off in talent, but maybe a tail off in experience. So it's going to be interesting to see how this works. Coach, it may come down to a field goal. They have a great field goal kicker in Fielding, who's 16 for 16 in his extra points, and he's 3 for 3 in field goals. So we're going to have to see. Neither team has really played hard competition yet. Ohio State opened up with Indiana, beat them pretty handedly. Notre Dame has played North Carolina State. They struggled a little bit there, but they won by a couple of touchdowns. So I see this as a very close game. And maybe the swing of the game goes with the home crowd helping the Irish win by a field goal. I'm hoping that's the case, so we'll see what happens.
You know, Frank, this has got to be as big a game played at Notre Dame that's been there in a long time. I know the Clemson game was a big game, but Ohio State coming to South Bend, both undefeated. The winner of this game obviously will move ahead as far as being able to get to the playoffs. The loser's going to have to really can't lose another game probably. I mean, this is a huge game. I mean, I don't know how you get a ticket to this one.
Well, they're pretty expensive if you want to get a ticket, though. But, Coach, you know, Ohio State is not really rebuilding, though. They're reloading. They have 7 on offense and 7 on defense returning. This is what James was telling me. Defensively, they have Eichenberg, who, ironically, his brother played here at Notre Dame a couple of years ago. They have Chambers, has 19 tackles, and Williams has 17 tackles. They're a pressure defense. Jim Knowles now is their defensive coordinator in his second year. And he's somebody that is making their defense very competent. Last year, they had some breakdowns because they really didn't know the whole concept of what Jim Knowles was trying to teach. I think they got it down pretty good now, and they may not be giving up the big plays. But, Coach, if they do give up the big plays, similar to what happened to Central Michigan last week, the Irish could turn this whole thing around and not just win, but win big. And that would be a surprise, but not a bad thing to happen for Irish fans at all. You're right. It is a huge game. And I think the winner of this game opens the door for a chance to win the national championship. If you lose, you're going to struggle to get to the national championship. But if you win, you keep that door wide open. Now you're going to play the big games. You're going to play, they're all big, but you're playing USC, and then you're playing Clemson, which at that time may have recovered quite a bit from that shellacking they took a couple of weeks ago. So we'll see what happens. And, Coach, it's just so exciting around here. People are really excited about this game. All over the place, they talk about it at gas stations, at the grocery stores, at the restaurants. We're already seeing banners being put up. This is a huge game for Notre Dame and the Notre Dame community, the Notre Dame nation, so to speak. It's Saturday night, 7:30 on NBC. Should be about 70 degrees at 7:30. And, Coach, it should be a picture-perfect day and a picture-perfect night for that game. For an Irish victory, that's for sure.
Frank, you know, this is what college football is all about. You played it. You're part of it. You won a national championship at Notre Dame. It's what you get excited for. It couldn't be any better. I don't even leave the house on Saturdays. I sit there and I watch one game after the other. The poor car, everybody's lonely. I don't even get in it. It's unbelievable. And this game is going to be one of the premier college football games of the year. So I don't know what else to tell you, but I know you're nervous. You're ready to play, and the whole nation will be watching this game.
Oh, for sure, Coach. And, you know, James and I have been talking about this game for a long time, but the positives for Ohio State, they're loaded on offense. They have five-star athletes all over the place and have a great 1-2 punch in the running game. The negatives about this, as James is bringing out, is that they have a new quarterback. Even though he's a five-star guy, he's a new quarterback, and he's thrown into the Lions here at South Bend. And they've lost two starting safeties. Now, they replaced them with great athletes, but they did lose them. And they're a little bit inexperienced on the offensive line. So with all those things, positive and negatives put in there, you can forget all the stats, though, Coach. And when you buckle up and get on the field, that's when it really counts. As Zara would say, we need to play each play like it's your last play. Play the interim from the snap of the ball to the whistle, and in that way, if you do that, you're gonna win the game. You win each battle, and at the end, you win the game.
Well, Frank, I hope you get to bed tonight. Get your sleep tonight because you're not going to sleep the rest of the week. I want to thank James for all of his contribution to our show. And again, James, I want to encourage you to do that podcast because I'm looking forward to being on your show. I hope you invite me to be on your show. So Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team, I want to thank you for joining us, my man. And as you say, buckle up.
Coach, thank you very much. See you next week. Hopefully with a big victory for the Irish.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Pomerico with our Notre Dame football report brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up. We're going to take a short time out, and when we come back here with our Coors Sports Topic Show, we're going out to the Las Vegas ballpark where Jim Jemmer is going to be joining us, and what a series they're going to have there with the Reno Aces. I'll be talking with Jimmy about that in a moment, so don't go away. This is a big baseball series. The winner might be going to the playoffs. So buckle up, everyone. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back from Las Vegas.